Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Are you able to hear me this evening? I am now doing my first check of the radio program. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Anyone in the chat room, can you hear my voice? Can you hear my voice in the chat room? Sounds good. Is my voice clear? Once again, is my voice clear? Great. And it looks like we already have our first caller, so I'm going to go ahead and give this a shot and see if I'm able to hear it. So let's take our first caller. Everyone, welcome to our first test. This is Noriega Radio. Your host, Roger Noriega, is right here along with my wonderful assistant, my lovely little girl, Giselle, who will be the female voice of Noriega Radio, is with me in the office. I'm going to take my first call. So here we are. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Are you there? Yes.
I am here.
Yes, and good evening. And you are?
Mr. Bam.
Mr. Bam. Hey, buddy. Welcome aboard. Hey, so how's it sound, man? Is everything clear? Is everything all good?
It sounds clear. It sounds all good. I'm just only calling on the cell phone, though. I have not yet activated the account on the radio or on the computer.
All right. So you actually cannot hear the program right now then, correct?
I am not hearing the program correct right now.
Okay, I need you to log in, please. It would be nice. But anyway, Bam, since I have you online right now, I'm going to check with Shazam and see if he can hear us. If you're on the computer, send him a message, please, and ask him if he can hear what is going on right now.
That is a good idea. Let me see here. I will go and put my headphones on and simultaneously listen to you and have the cell phone to my ear.
Hopefully it will not be too bad at all. And we won't get that feedback. Shazam, you're in the chat room. Can you hear me?
I don't think he can hear you.
I have just sent a Shazam a line, and apparently he's not answering me.
What a turd.
Well, I know that you and I are... Oh, he's saying, hold on, let me start the show.
Audio not available. Okay. What's going on here?
You know what? I may not have done that myself. I should have done that. Let me see. What did I do wrong? That is a little embarrassing, but that's why we're doing this one.
Yes.
Well, I have 26 minutes remaining in the show. I'm unable to hear my own program here on my own computer.
That is not good.
No, it is not.
So basically we're calling New York for nothing?
Well, no, this is being recorded, unfortunately. This is live.
Oh.
So I'm going to go through the website and go directly to the Blog Talk Radio icon.
Can you make it quick? Someone's anxiously telling us to go and hurry up.
Here it is. Click to listen. You have to click to listen.
Click to listen. Maybe I screwed up. I probably went off the web page that had that.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Can you hear me? Am I live?
Can you make it quick? Someone anxiously telling us to go and hurry up.
Do you hear that?
Here it is. Click to listen. You have to click to listen. Click to listen. Maybe I screwed up. I probably went off the web page that had that.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me? Am I live?
Okay.
Wow, Fred. That's us like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was. My assistant Fred here isn't helping me. Hey, Bam. Dude, we are live, and I do appreciate the test. Apparently, we're about 10 or 15 seconds behind. I'm going to ask Shazam. Shazam, are you in the chat room? Can you hear us? You actually have to log into the chat room, or not into the chat room, but you have to actually say, listen in.
Listen In? Is that what it is?
When you go to the main site,
yes.
It says go ahead and listen in. So go ahead and try that for me if you would. If we have any other listeners, and I think we do now, I wonder if you could go ahead and give us a call so we can test this. Bam, I appreciate it. Why don't you go online and see if you can make it work? Give me a call in a few minutes if you don't mind.
Okay. That sounds great.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. See ya.
Hasta. I thank everyone who is here online. If you are listening to us, it would be beautiful if you could give us some sort of feedback to know if we are coming in clearly or not. Please log into the chat room or right now give us a call. We have no one calling in at this time. So by all means, if you want to be heard on the World Wide Web, this is your moment. And we now have a caller. Oh, my goodness. Bear with me one moment. Got to make sure I make this work correctly. Hold on one moment.
We have no one calling in at this time.
Caller, you are in line.
Good afternoon, Mr. Noriega. Where's my ceviche?
Mr. Quevedo, I cannot believe it's you. Sir, would you please kindly turn your radio down in the background? I'm getting a lot of feedback.
Where's my ceviche, Mr. Noriega?
Sir, please. I thank you for calling me. I think this is a little inappropriate that you would call me at this hour, but, sir, you will have ceviche on Friday. Believe me, you will. Is that good enough for you?
Mr. Noriega, I am.
Sir, you don't have to repeat my last name all over again, please.
I can fire your ass. Okay, I can't do that. But I can bust you down to, I don't know, the position of Jose Hernandez's assistant.
Sir, please do not name any names. Do not name any names. And first of all, you cannot threaten me in that manner because I am a shop steward, sir. You have to remember that. I am a shop steward. And I know Civil Service Rule 20.10.
I am the cheese.
I'm sure you are, sir. But look. I want to go ahead and thank you for taking the time, once again, sir, to call in. Is there anything that you would like to share with us on Noriega Radio? Because you are live. Or, well, maybe 15 seconds delayed.
I am the cheese.
I understand that. So, what is the deal? Are you, I apologize, I got nervous there for a moment. Mr. Q, sir, how are you doing? How is everything in the world of our employment?
I am very powerful.
That's good. Is there anything that you would care to share with us? You have these wonderful pearls of wisdom, sir, because I only have 21 minutes left on this program.
My biggest pearl of wisdom to you is, where is my ceviche? Ceviche can get you promoted.
Sir, I understand that and I appreciate it. I swear to you, I will have ceviche for you as soon as I can. Now, in the meantime, sir, it looks like I have another caller. I'm going to let you go at this time. So thanks for calling Noriega Radio, and give us a call in a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Noriega.
Thank you, sir. Hi. Oh, man. Apparently, I accidentally hung up on the caller that just called me. It was the second person in the trunk. I do apologize. If you would kindly give us another call, we would gladly take your call. I have to thank everyone who's in the chat room who is doing me the kind favor of helping me work through this. And I wonder if, please, the caller that I hung up on would call back. Everything is good. I'm beginning to understand how this procedure works. And again, I do appreciate it. We have 20 minutes remaining in this test. And as you know, I had one of my fellow coworkers give me a call a few moments ago impersonating someone else. So we'll have to forgive that person for using names because he shouldn't be doing that. I don't even know if I'll even be able to delete this program. But that's besides the point. Bam, if you're listening live to this program, will you please contact Bam, or I should say Bam, contact Shazam and let him know that he has to click on the live button, and he hasn't done so. So, I have another caller coming in. I'm going to go ahead and take that one now. So, let me give it a shot.
Ken, if you're listening live to this program...
Yes, good evening. This is Noriega Radio. How may I help you?
Why are you hanging up on me?
I am sorry. Sir, please, I apologize. I did not mean to hang up on you. Caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
You fly lie.
I'm sorry?
You are fly lie.
Oh, my goodness. Sir, I know I do not want that. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful evening.
Fly-lie.
Anyway, I'm sure I'm going to get comedians calling, and I do apologize. But nevertheless, I wonder if Shazam is able to click on the button, and I guess he cannot. I'm getting another call. Let me take this call. Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Noriega Radio. This is Roger. How may I help you, man?
Hey, Noriega. This is Peter, man. Buongiorno.
Wow. Good evening, Peter. How are you doing?
Good, man. I'm a little late, but I couldn't miss your first broadcast on the Internet.
Well, I do appreciate that, Peter. I have to ask you, since this is a test, first of all, I apologize. Apparently, you were the one I hung up on, and I'm sorry. Are you able to hear me clearly through the Internet?
Yes, I can hear you very clearly when I'm not being hung up on, yes.
You know, sir, you are 100% right on, and since you have my attention and I'm not going to hang up on you, I first of all wish to thank you for calling in. Are there any pearls of wisdom that you would care to share with us this evening?
Yes, yes. Keep the Republicans out of office. That's the best advice I can give you.
Well, I have to tell you, Peter, that I am an advocate and an activist, and I will endeavor to be involved in the political arena this year, and I would hope that you would be as well by maybe contributing some of your opinions at the Noriega.biz
yes.
website.
I know, my friend, I know I've committed to that, and I haven't a new job and stuff, but, you know, I'll try to get something up there for you.
Sir, I know you will, and I always appreciate what you do. Hey, how is the new job, by the way? Don't tell me where you work. Don't tell me anything like that, because we might have a few stalkers on the radio. But, hey, you know, I know all my stalkers, but you don't need them.
Yeah, I know.
How is the new job, my brother?
It's going well. I mean, it's tough to leave a place where you've been for 8 years and you really know everything, and now you go somewhere, and even though you have experience in your field, you're basically starting from scratch, you know? And it's kind of tough to do that, you know, but, you know, I just know from experience, you know, sometimes a good opportunity, it takes maybe 6 months to a year before it becomes a good opportunity.
I see. You know, I've been fortunate because I have my career where I've been for almost 17 years come November. I remember when it was difficult in 90 and 91 when I had four different jobs. Ever since then, quite frankly, I haven't had another job. I can only imagine what you're going through.
Yeah, and now you're the man. All the interns come to you. They come
Peter, I do not have interns at work, and I'm going to leave that one right now. Pretty comedic of you, and I do appreciate that. I know, not what you talk about. But anyway, I think it's all good.
I need to ask something here. When you're doing this live broadcast radio, you're broadcasting through a web interface as well, so people can hear us through the web right now?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are live right now. And I actually have two more callers right now. But yes, as you can tell, the delay is about 10 to 15 minutes, which is not too bad. And like I say, I'm just trying to get a feel for it to see how it works. And I wonder if... Yeah, let me see. Actually, I have several callers coming in. Oh, multiple callers now.
No problem, man.
Look, Peter, I appreciate it. Would you stay on?
Call?
Yeah,
well,
would you mind? I'm
going
to jump over. I may not be able to keep you, though, online, and I apologize if I hang up on you again.
Where is the link for your site, by the way? Is it on Noriega?
If you go straight to Noriega.biz and you see blog radio under the newsletter announcement, click right there and go straight to it. All right?
Okay. All right, Rob.
Peter, thank you. I'm going to let you go because I want to take another one of the callers, all right?
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Good night. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Well, I'm learning the interface, and I'm going to take the next caller. And here we are coming in live now. Hi, this is Noriega Radio. This is Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Yes.
It's Bam.
Bam, how you doing?
Pretty good. I'm still trying to
figure out the delay and all that stuff, but it sounds like a wonderful radio program.
Well, I do appreciate that, sir. I already had a great caller coming in, but I don't think Shazam has been able to get online, has he?
Well, you know what? I had to go off of that web page that we were on.
Yes, and you had to re-register, right?
Go back to the start and deal with all that malarkey and shenanigans.
Okay, well, we're going to work that out for next time and give instructions to the people. Listen,
yes.
Bam, would you call me in about 3-4 minutes? Because I want to take Shazam's call right now.
Okay, you take Shazam's call. All right.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. And now we're going to be taking the next caller. As you can tell, it tells me who it is. It is Shazam. So we're going to be going live to him right now.
To him right now.
And here he is.
And here
Shazam.
He is. Shazam.
Roger.
Sir,
well,
can you please lower your radio in the background?
It's
horrible feedback.
Horrible feedback.
Hello?
Yes, how are you? Good evening.
Roger, how you doing, sir?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Good. It's very exciting.
I appreciate it. It is terribly exciting. And I'm learning how to make this work.
Good.
You able to hear me now?
Yes, very well.
That is great. Shazam, I want to thank you already for being in the chat room and being with us live.
You're welcome.
Let me tell
sure.
you, I only have 13 minutes left in this program. Is there a bit of
yes,
a pearl of wisdom you would like to share with us?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Well,
just relax, do your best, and don't be too nervous, and, you know, all should be well.
Well, I do appreciate that, and it means a great deal to me,
sure.
especially coming from you. Well, look,
you
will be online with me one of these days, because I hope to give you a starring role in one of my variety programs, but that's for another day.
Thank you. Sure, my pleasure. My pleasure.
So it's good. Listen, I do appreciate it, and Shazam, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller, because I have another caller coming in. But please stay online with us and let us know how it goes.
I will. Okay.
Thanks, Shazam.
All right, you're welcome. No problem. Take care.
And it looks like we're going to be taking our next caller. I'm asking you to bear with me because I'm learning the interface. And Noriega Radio. Hi, caller.
Hello?
Yes. Good evening, caller. How may I help you? Noriega Radio.
Mr. Noriega, it's the random coworker guy. Future ruler,
a lucid dreamer! Buddy!
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm excited, man. I've been listening in. It's great.
Is it really coming across very well?
Yeah. I set my settings down, and I have to come over one day and help you tweak out the settings so you don't get as much feedback on there, because I've had some experience with that myself.
Well,
I
do appreciate that.
Yeah,
now, let me ask you this. While we are live, and we are... quite frankly, around the world right now, elusive, I have to ask you, does my voice come out clearly? Am I, do I have feedback in the background? Oh, my goodness, I have a fan on here. Are you able to pick that up in the feed?
Not a little bit, but not very much.
Do you hear a lot of noise in the background, or is the connection clear on my end?
On your end, it seems clear. I mean, I plugged it into my home theater system so I could see if I can get any better sound. It seems pretty good.
You know, a lucid dreamer, I have to tell you right now, you know where my office is at home, and my wife's just decided to, you know, peek her beautiful, lovely face in here, and she was smiling at me. And I have to tell you, having Shazam, having Bam, having you, a lucid dreamer, give me a call, having my little one right here with me, and then having my wife smile at me from the living room here is, I'll tell you, that was awesome. That was great. I'm surrounded by friends and family, and it's awesome, and I do appreciate that you've taken your time to help me make this work today.
This is going to take off, and I just wanted to mention out there, any listeners who are anime fans, a great fall season is coming up. We've got a lot of great shows, which have evidently I'll be giving a report out soon enough about it, but just wanted to say... we got a lot of good things to look forward to.
Yes, we do. And I'm looking forward to the tidbits that you're going to be sharing with us, especially with anime. I know it's one of your loves of life, and quite clearly it is something that you know a great deal about. I cannot wait for you to share your words of wisdom with us.
I've got gigabytes of stuff lined up, man.
Gigabytes. Well, I know you've sent us some good videos and some very funny ones, and I am just looking forward to seeing what else you're going to be sending us. I know that you're going to be providing our anime reports at least once a month, if not more often.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to...
You might have for me. Mike,
yes.
Mr. I tried getting Joe Ledesma to give us a call, but he was out tonight. So now that we know the interface to get him to call in, it's going to be kind of interesting.
Yes. I've noticed that I've had some people coming in, which I do not recognize in the chat room. Were you able to work the chat room today?
Yeah, I was, actually. I just had the register, and that was it. In about
As a matter of fact,
minutes.
You're in the chat room, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Commodore Fox, I do appreciate that. I'm sorry. I gave it away, Elusive Dreamer. But anyway,
no worries,
I know it's
no
the chat room. I apologize for cutting you off. I feel like I'm at work, so I apologize. We have a guest in the chat room, guest 4652. Guest,
well,
wonder if you would, yes, we want to welcome you to the chat room, as well as Shazam is in there. GMO Noriega, I have no idea who that could be. But we have Bam as well. And I'm directing this to guest 4652. Whoever you are, why don't you give us
welcome.
A call, and we'll go ahead and, yes, welcome, exactly. Thank you, Elusive Dreamer. We'd ask you to give us a call on the radio so we can take your call on this test. The very first day of Noriega Radio. And my goodness, I have another caller coming in. Elusive
okay.
Dreamer, I have 8 minutes, so please stay
and
on, and I'm going to let you go right now.
Enjoy. Thanks for the time.
No, thank you, and I do mean
until
that. Thank
next,
you for the time.
Until next report.
Thank you. We'll be talking to you.
Bye-bye.
And now we're going to be taking our next caller as soon as I can get this interface to work. And here we are going live. You're on at Noriega Radio.
Hey, Roger. How's it going?
Young lady, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good. I'm cooling off finally after 100 degrees.
It is 100 degrees out there in Las Vegas, isn't it?
Well, it's cooling down some. The nights are getting a little milder. But during the day, yeah, it's still 100 degrees.
Wow, that is pretty hot. You know, weather's been kind of mild. Well, I'm not going to say temperate, but it's been okay over here. I think yesterday was up to 91.
Okay. Well, you don't have to rub it in my face. You don't have to rub it in my face, Roger.
I hada. I am not rubbing it in your face, and I apologize. I have to tell you, how can I rub it in your face when you've been calling me this evening? It means a great deal to me that you took the time to give me a call from beautiful Las Vegas, where, quite frankly, I wish I was right now.
Well,
but I
want
to ask
pleasure.
You. Oh, yes. Well, maybe we can go and visit one of these days very soon. Tell me, young lady, is there anything you want to share with us from over in Las Vegas? What's going on over there?
Well, I wanted to tell you about my recent visit to the Eastside Cannery Casino and Hotel. It just opened up August 28th.
Wow.
And I just wanted to tell you a little bit about it. I really enjoyed my time there. I actually went to the opening. And it's a hotel casino. I think it takes you back to the 60s. It's designed around the 1960s. And
yeah.
it's actually the first property on the Boulder Strip in 11 years, since 1997. So it's pretty exciting. It's really nice. It looks great at night. And it's actually built right on top of the old Nevada Palace Casino. I don't know.
Now, let me ask you again. You said the Boulder Strip?
Yes. It's not the Strip, you know. This is
right.
More like, I guess you can say more of a local hangout, which is...
Oh, well, that's right. You're native now.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but maybe one day. Yeah, you know, for a while, the major, you know, Strip just gets a little played out, you know, and just start exploring other places. And, this is one of the jewels I found out here.
Really? Now, you say it's 1960s. Now, I was born at the very end of that, so I guess that makes me a baby boomer. You were not. I think you're Generation X. How was that of a bit of an experience for you? Because I didn't have any hippies other than my mother always dressing me in polyester pantsuits. I have to tell you, that was murder, and I don't even know why I admitted to that right now, but I did. I had the powder blue, but anyway, that was in the 70s. How is the 60s fair for you? Was it really good? Did you really enjoy it?
Yeah, the scenery is really great. Oh, by the way, your attire has come a long way from that. But yeah, it's really great. They have like a cafe named after Marilyn. Everything, the design, like I said, is pretty much 60s. They have a cafe in there. Let me see. Oh, and what's great about it, what I learned, is most of their employees, they actually are from the old Nevada Palace. So that's another thing I liked about them. They actually went sought out to recruit the old employees from the Nevada Palace that used to be there. But, wow. Yeah, the atmosphere is really great. I mean, you can find anybody there from, you know, my age to, of course, older people. I mean, it's like anything goes. It's just a really comfortable atmosphere to hang out in.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it is sounds good, you know. I take your word on it. I look forward to actually paying a visit there soon enough. You know,
yeah, whenever you come over, I'll take you out to a lot of places I discovered where the locals hang out. And I found a lot of good deals, and they're totally worth it. So, I mean, well, of course, when Californians come over here, it's all about Bellagio and
which, by the way, young lady, I was there for opening day back in 1998. We were there at Bellagio.
Really? No way.
Yeah, we were, but that's neither here nor there. let me tell you this, young lady. I am looking forward to doing this at least once a month, where you would call in, as I mentioned, and you could give us a report from Las Vegas. I want to go ahead and let you know that I'm actually almost out of time. I actually only have 2 minutes left. I want to put a call into Tropical Thunder, who is in the chat room, and I wonder if they would give me a call, because we only have 2 minutes, and I have another call coming in. Magali,
okay, well,
I appreciate, and I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, huh?
Hey, thanks. I look forward to talking to you later. Have a good night.
Thank you for calling. Good night, huh?
Bye.
This is Nori. Oh, goodness, I messed up. This is Noriega Radio. Good evening. Caller, are you there? Caller, please tell us you're there. I guess you're not there. Well, looks like we only have 1 minute left, and I'm going to go ahead and thank everyone who was able to make it. I want to go ahead and, like I say, express my gratitude and thanks for everyone who was able to make this 30-minute test work out very well. I don't know how much more time I have, but, well, it just told me right now I have 90 seconds. Shazam, thank you for spending the evening with us. Tropical Thunder, I'm sorry I wasn't able to take your call right here. Commodore Fox, again, thank you. Giselle, my daughter, my assistant, was giving me a hand here and really giving me some support, and I do appreciate this. Bam, you are, I have nothing to say. You are the bomb. You've been a 60 seconds. You've been a great amount of encouragement, and I want to thank you all for showing up to our first program. Again, this was just a test. We want to see how well we did, or quite frankly, how well we screwed things up. So we thank you for being online with us. My little county here is now telling me I only have 40 seconds left. So, again, I'm reading the comments in the chat room. Thanks, Comical Thunder. It's all good. I only have 25 seconds left. There are 24 now. So, once again, thank you all. This was the first test of Noriega Radio. And please, if you like what's going on, visit the website, noriega.biz. Send us an email. Let us know about some stuff that we can discuss, and we're going to make this good. Please come back next Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Thanks, and have a great day.